And there's a new voice in mainstream comic strips. It's Christina Stewart, who goes by the name Steens. Steens is one of the few women of color creating a daily nationally syndicated comic. A few weeks ago, she took over the long-running Heart of the City comic strip about a middle school girl named Heart. And Steens joins us now from her home in St. Louis, Missouri. Welcome to Here and Now.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Sure. So Heart of the City had been drawn by Mark Tatuli since its start back in 1998. And your styles are very different. Maybe your outlook, too. He's a 50-something white guy. You're a 29-year-old black woman. Is this something that you've had to address, actually, in the comic strip?
So I don't know about directly in the comic strip, but I know when I first got the position, one of the first things I wanted to do was make sure that the life that surrounded Heart reflected the life that most people live. And that means making sure that the people around her are diverse. So I did add in a new character, Charlotte, who is a young black girl, to kind of, you know, let people know, like, this is where we're really going. You know, we're going to reflect the real world in this comic, you know?
Yeah, that's really interesting. So the main character of Heart in the City is a white girl named Heart who lives in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. She wants to be a star, and actually she already thinks she is. Where do you want to take it? Your editor told you to actually push it.
Yeah, so they were looking to make sure that the story focused more on Heart and her friends in middle school. She's really kind of learning who she is as a person and understanding how to behave socially and figuring out relationships. And I think that that's something that I really want to address in the comics.
Wow. I mean, what a time. Middle school. That did you have to do some research or did you just harken back when you were that age?
You know, a little bit is kind of going back to when I was that age, but a part of it is, you know, I have a younger sister and a younger brother. And so I was in high school while they were in middle school. So I kind of saw middle school happening again through their eyes. Mm-hmm. And then also the kind of cartoons that I grew up with, like Hey Arnold and Recess, like they're all about to be in middle school or already in middle school. And, you know, just kind of pulling on my interest in those kinds of stories.
Yeah. And what's happening to all of us in real life, really? So coronavirus has actually made it into Heart. Would you do a comic about other serious events that we're also dealing with in our culture?
So I think what I'm going to do is I'm trying to find a way to tell stories that are eternal, you know, because no matter what happens in our current events, you're always going to have to deal with, you know, my teachers are protesting for some certain reason, or, you know, I am not totally sure how I feel about, you know, this person that I like, you know? So I think those are the kinds of stories that I want to focus on and have it feel more like a, you know, a serialized drama than a commentary on the world.
Mm-hmm. You touched on this a little bit, but one comics expert praised the drama and specificity of your online comics. How do you create those things specifically in a comic strip? Give us an example of your process.
So what I like to do is I think about, well, what are some of the things that I think Heart would be doing at a certain point of time? So, for example, one of the stories coming up is about her wanting to get her ears pierced, which is something that you do when you're in middle school. But I also wanted to think about, well, what are some ways that I can make this humorous, but also new at the same time? You know, so not only is she seeing other people with earrings, but she's on YouTube and she's seeing YouTube stars saying, you know, I just got my ears pierced so-and-so. And then once I have a piece of that story for one of the strips, then I have to figure out, okay, well, how do I make this a punchline? How do I make this funny?
I'm thinking back to when I was a little girl. I loved Brenda Starr. I guess that's, you know, I guess that would be obvious as someone who's a journalist. But I just remember that very specifically. I thought she was just amazing. But what makes a comic strip great?
Gosh, you know, I think about the comics that I read when I was younger. And the ones that always stick out in my memory are ones that felt like I could relate to. So I really liked Jumpstart and I liked Curtis, because their families look like my families. But I also liked Kathy as well because, you know, I thought it was hilarious. So I think what makes a comic good is, you know, relatability, the ability to make you laugh or the ability to make you see something that, you know, you're not used to seeing. And I think that's one of the best parts of any kind of visual sequential storytelling is that you get to actually see it. And I think that once you see something like that, that's when it really starts to get into your own psyche, you know?
Steens, thank you so much for joining us.
You're very welcome. And thank you for having me.